The Grand Paris Mosque was so full that worshippers had to use the pavement outside to pray. The building took 6 years to complete and was opened formally in 1926. It's a place of quiet prayer and reflection, a haven of tranquility in a bustling city. Noisy demonstrations like this are allowed to take place here just once a year to mark International Al-Quds Day.
We're here at the Paris Mosque, the symbol of all Muslims in France, to say no to Israeli barbarity, no to Zionist barbarity, and yes to Islamic unity.
Israel is never condemned. Everything that Israel does, they're never condemned. And that's what we don't accept here.
Antoine J. Sfer is a Franco-Lebanese academic who's been writing about the Middle East for more than 40 years. He's also a close observer of French foreign policy toward the region.
Before Mr. Sarkozy, it was clearly in the Arab side. This is why it's called the French-Arab policy. Now, Mr. Sarkozy wanted to be more and more close to the to Israelis. Israelis.
Jerusalem Al-Quds lies just over 2,000 miles broadly east of Paris, but the holy city touches the heart of all true Muslims. France has Europe's largest Muslim population, and just over 1,000 were here to add their voices to and sympathy for the cause. And demonstrations like this do, of course, put further pressure on politicians to find success in those peace talks. Mark Vautier, Presse TV, Paris.